Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Vail House Podcast. Oh, my voice cracked right there.
Forget how to talk?
That's embarrassing. All right, let's try that again. Welcome, everybody, to the Vail House Podcast. I'm your host, Cruz Robbie Villanueva, alongside my beautiful co-host, Holly Nicole Villanueva. What's up, babes? I said it.
I know, and I said it too.
Yeah.
I'm taking over the what's up, babes.
Everybody's trying to steal my shit.
I'm taking it.
Y'all get your own shit. So here we are, the last and final day of the cruise. We did our last podcast on there, and it was a good one. It was fun. We had a lot of laughs. We just like the first two, we just grabbed some random people and like, hey, you want to be on the podcast? All right. And they jumped on, and it was a good ass time. Plenty of laughs. It was the last day, so everybody was getting a little bit crazy, which is expected on a cruise ship, right? You're there to have fun, and yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. I found the story interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The person that we had on there was definitely cool as shit. Her name was Grace. She's from Laredo, Texas. Mm-hmm. We should have got her information, too, and we could have tagged her on the podcast. But yeah, she got on there, and she's a labor and delivery nurse.
So tailor your expectations.
Yeah, this podcast may have been a little bit raunchy. So be prepared to it's explicit. All right. So be prepared for that. You got anything, babes?
I don't.
All right. So here Enjoy we go it. With the last show of the podcast. Well, the last show of being on the cruise ship with the podcast.
Yes.
Is that right? That sounds like I said it.
The last podcast on the cruise ship.
The last podcast on the cruise ship. There you go. That's why I married her. All right. Hold on. Are you putting on the podcast?
I don't know. She's a mom. That's
Hello.
What she said. You're a mom. She's a mom. Put her on the podcast.
You want to speak into the mic?
Would you rather have a headset like this so you look official?
Yeah, give her the headset. All right, let's turn off this mic.
Wow, she
All right,
just,
this is
like she just took a line.
Take a picture.
This is our last night on the cruise. So we're getting random people. We were supposed to have comedian Chris Wiles on here, but there was a mix-up in time scheduling. Thanks Kevin.
Or Bryce. Day scheduling.
Fucking
yeah.
Producer. So he's not here. We were looking for him. Can't find him. We might run into him at the comedy show. Here, you said you wanted a picture. But we got another cruiser on here with us.
Hey.
Hi. Listen,
Hi.
You gotta, there you go.
Got it.
And you are?
Grace.
Grace.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Who's from?
Laredo, Texas.
Laredo. Oh, yep. Man. I see why you went on the cruise.
Yeah.
So do you call them burritos or tacos? And what's the difference? Tell me.
Oh, gosh.
You got to go tacos.
Thank
this
you.
This thing is burrito.
Thank you.
She's from Laredo, so I had to ask.
And I just judge.
There's burritos here, but you go to Laredo, it's tacos.
You go Come anywhere on. Else besides, yes.
You want the
Thank
real thing,
you.
It's tacos.
No.
West Texas.
If it's rolled, it's a burrito. If it's folded, it's a taco.
West Texas has
all
wrong.
That's enough. All right. Thanks, Grace. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, God. Here comes Rice.
You're my new favorite person.
So what do you
Thank
do?
Thank you.
I'm here.
You have to speak into the mic, babes.
Yeah.
Is it on?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
There you go.
So I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
She's a catcher.
You're a what?
You She's just a catcher. Johnny's all day.
I am a catcher. Wait, is this like PG or what is this?
You could say fuck, shit, ass, whatever.
Okay, so I finger vaginas all day long.
What?
Like this.
Beep.
Do you tell them to smell your finger afterwards?
I don't even have to do that.
Wait, so what's the official title?
Labor and delivery.
I was going to say labor and delivery.
Oh, I didn't catch that first one.
Yeah, I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's...
How many babies have you caught?
Many.
Too many.
Like, too many.
Too many to count.
Too many to count. I mean, if I'm a good nurse, actually, I haven't caught that many because the doctor gets it before, you know, I'm good. But...
You just prepped
how
them?
How many vaginas have I seen?
Oh, my gosh.
All of them.
I can like see a person and be like, oh, I can picture her vagina.
I mean, I think we could all do that.
But that's funny.
His mom used to be a labor and delivery nurse. So,
no, she wasn't a labor and delivery nurse. She worked OBGYN. That's not the same thing, right?
Well, no.
What do you mean? Was
just
she a
ignore
doctor?
Him.
The OB is the obstetrician.
No, she worked at like
OBGYN is the doctor.
The nurse. She was a nurse.
Practitioner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she knows what's up.
Yeah, she's exactly. Many.
Tell so, a story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she came home one day and she was just like frustrated as fuck and just didn't want to have it from anybody. And my brother was like, hey, what's going on, mom? What's wrong with you? She's like, I'm just fucking tired of seeing pussy all goddamn day.
Oh, my. She stopped, right? She changed jobs?
She did after a while. She still did that for a few years, but then she switched.
We see it. We smell it.
Oh.
We change the pads. We...
Not everybody's
hey,
clean.
Look, let me just say, I know everyone's like, oh, do girls like poop when they push? Yes.
All
and that's
sorts
a good
of shit
thing.
Happens.
But it's a good thing. If you're pushing and you're pooping, you're pushing the right way.
I had just three saying. Kids and I never did.
I was going to say, I don't remember you pooping.
Or they never told you you did.
No.
No.
Because the moms, they're always like, oh my God, like, don't tell me if I poop or tell me if I poop. And I'm like, no, girl, keep pushing. You're doing great. I'm not going to tell them if they poop.
No, I don't think
nobody
you did.
Nobody
that.
Wants to know.
I wanted to know. But
they will not tell you.
He was there all of my business.
I watched everything.
And she never pooped?
She didn't.
So magical. Were you?
Are you sure?
I was gonna say, were you
positive.
Looking
probably
in the right
like
place?
I wiped it.
Everywhere.
They wiped it real quick before she.
Well, if they did that, then I didn't see it. But yeah, like I didn't see her.
You might have been
I saw
focused
the shit
on the
afterwards.
Baby.
Not
I
mean, everybody.
We'll start with this, and we've already talked about this a lot on the podcast, so I won't go in depth. But my entire labor was less than 1 hour. So like from first contraction to birth, so there wasn't like much time he could have not been paying attention.
Those are my favorite deliveries. That is so quick.
Except you guys never fucking believe us that we're about to have the damn baby.
Well, they go
that's
through
not,
so
that's
much.
That's not her fault.
That's so true. No. Okay. So at our hospital, right, we see there's a camera and we see these girls getting there and they're like, and we're like, does she look like she's in labor? And we're like, I don't believe it. And then they come in and we're like,
do you want a drink? Your husband's asking.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Purple sunset.
What does the podcast say?
What do you go? What do you go?
What? What drink?
Purple sunset. What do you mean? What do they say? I want a purple sunset.
I was going to say, I'm pretty
get
sure we don't
light.
Even know her. Like, I don't know what she drinks.
No, it's grape water, though.
No, so. What do you mean? We don't know. What I want a purple sunset.
No.
My favorite deliveries are the ones that come in and they're like 1,000 centimeters. Ready
1,000
to go.
Centimeters.
Let's go.
So we got to the hospital and he went to park the car and I walked up and I'm like, hey, you need to let me in the room. And they're like, no, ma'am. Like, sit in the waiting room. They finally put me in the room and then the doctor didn't come in. And I'm sending him like, go find the doctor. So the doctor came back and they were like, oh, fuck. And then there's like 30 people in the room out of nowhere. And I was like, what is happening? That was the worst. I was like, please give me drugs. And they were like, nah.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Let's just go.
Let's just go. Just give us the baby.
Let's go.
All right. So side note, why did they ask me if I was a CrossFitter?
I think it's the legs.
Them shits are fat, girl. You ain't gonna lie. I don't ever wear shorts ever, except on the cruise.
That's I told you look good in shorts.
Who
though?
Asked you if you were a CrossFitter? My husband?
And
she's like, he's
hold
in
on,
trouble.
Hold on, I gotta put a plug. And since the independent consultant, Patricia Capito.
Do you CrossFit?
I used
ask
to.
You? I do too. It might not look like it, but I swear I'm a CrossFit. What? Okay.
No, we used to, and then we got old.
I'm feel old.
Like it started like hurting my joints. And no. Then there was a lot of the moves like okay. Snatches and burpees. And I just, okay,
I
burpees are good,
burpees.
But I just don't
ew.
See like
why
the.
Why do I love burpees though?
You are
why?
A maniac.
Okay, look.
When did you start doing CrossFit?
So let me tell you my weight loss journey. Okay, let's go back. Don't judge me now. But before I had my first child, I lost like 85 pounds doing CrossFit. Swear to God. CrossFit, and of course, healthy diet. No fab diet, no nothing. It was just healthy eating, and CrossFit was the only thing that like got me going. And then I got pregnant with my son, and then I got into nursing school, and then I gained like 60 pounds in 2 years in nursing school. Then I had my daughter, and then now I've actually lost like 35 pounds.
Good
recently.
Job.
I know. CrossFit girl. CrossFit in my garage now because of COVID.
Hell yeah.
Like we're all garage workouts.
We got a garage gym too.
I have a garage gym.
That's where it's at.
My husband is like super supportive, like whatever. I get home from a 12-hour shift and he's like, all right, I have to take pre-workout because I'm exhausted after 12 hours. So I get home, take my pre-workout, blah, whatever, do my thing. And I love CrossFit because it's like, it can either be a 10-minute workout or a 30-minute workout, and then I'm done. That's it. I don't have to do cardio for 20,000 hours, and it's boring.
She runs all the time.
Stop!
We have matching charms on our charm bracelet.
Where is it? Oh right goodness. There.
There it is. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We were meant to be.
Oh, my goodness.
We were meant to
be. Oh, yeah.
Be.
Yeah, I don't
know. Is that one of the Texas charm bracelets?
No, it's a little cruise ship.
What have I gotten myself into?
What's that?
Is it
James Avery?
Or the other one?
What's
James
the Texas
Avery.
One?
What's James a Texas
Avery.
One?
I don't have it. It's not Texas. It's
this is James Avery.
Yep.
That's a Texas thing. Nobody else in the world does James Avery.
Is this your first cruise?
No, this is my 10th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you go, girl.
Is everybody like a veteran cruiser?
Yep. I'm a, because it's the
first one back. Oh, yeah. I guess so.
That is true.
What?
There's a lot of veteran cruisers on this one because it's the basically the first one's back, and all of the originals are just like, we're going on it, fuck it.
We had like the shakes. Like we needed the to shakes. Get back on.
Yeah, you had withdrawals.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were supposed to be that. On the one out of California this week.
Yep.
But
yeah, I've had fun on this one though. We've met a lot of cool people.
Yeah, probably a lot better people on this one than California, but no hate to California. But
I mean, you know, Texas, you know.
We can't.
Rice,
we can't hear
Rice said that he's talked to a lot of workers, and mm-hmm. their least favorite cruise was the one out of LA.
No way! So high maintenance.
I think the mic.
Maybe
on.
That's
so
why.
Laid back.
Yeah, the bartender or the dealer chill. Was just like, she's like, that's my least favorite cruises to go on because she said I can't even have a conversation with people. They just don't like it. You know, they're just rude.
Oh yeah, I was there for that.
Oh yeah, you did. Oh, you yeah.
Texans are pretty friendly. They'll talk
that
to everybody.
Right before so. I went all in.
What am I doing?
Yeah, what did you go all in at? Wait, since Holly's not listening, like $250?
Oh, yeah, I told her. I think it was like more like $150.
Oh. Did he call the pit boss over to watch? I noticed when I threw the chip, he was
he
like,
went over. He walked
watch
over. He saw it.
Or something.
Yeah, saw, I think so. He saw him put it down. Because she started to change it out at first, color him up, and then
he was like, no, bitch.
Wait, she's like, wait, hands off. Going all in on this one bet? And he's like, yeah, I'm just going all in.
So yeah. That's kind of how I felt on that one. I was already getting to the bottom, and I had a $100 chip and a couple others, and I was like, fuck it, I'm throwing it all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I didn't care. I knew I was going to lose that money anyway, so I was like, all in. But this is a wrap-up show for the cruise. We're not doing any more after this. I got to get home, edit all this shit. Grace, thank you for joining us on the last one. And
he should have picked up his money, walked to the
good luck on all your finger banging.
Put it all on.
Shut up.
Yep.
All
about the
that would have been good. Well, I can't hear what y'all are saying, so it doesn't.
That's why you
got to
pay attention,
y'all.
Man. I was telling her good luck on all your finger banging.
I'm a finger banger.
Good luck on all that. You know,
checking all those.
You meet some women that you have to use like eight.
I'm not going to lie. I am not going to lie. There have been some times that I'm like.
No, it's. Let me take a look.
Step inside
and, like,
there.
It sucks it in. I'm not.
It sucks your whole hand in?
It happens.
Stop that. Yeah. Turn that mic down.
It happens.
Let me give this back to
Motormouth. And then I have to think, like, damn, well, that guy must be.
Hi-o.
I mean, if my whole hand just
slid. 10 inches.
It just slid. My whole hand just slid.
What the heck? I mean, how does she? Oh. I don't know how PG or rated whatever this is, but
it's rated explicit. So you're good. Yeah.
All vaginas.
Well, I got one fun fact before we close it out.
Different.
Let's hear it.
Blood banks in Sweden notify their donors when their blood is used.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
That is.
Blood banks in Sweden notify their donors when they use the blood that they've donated.
Oh.
I'm sure they got that too.
All right.
Absolutely. Well,
final podcast for the cruise. It was fun. We've had a bunch of people on. Grace, thank you. You're the last one.
Thank you.
We had these gentlemen over here talking about Chi-Town and not protecting Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
And yeah. We had Ronnie and Nancy.
Yep. Bitch didn't eat them mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Bitch didn't eat them mushrooms.
We had Ken Boyd.
And we had Ken Boyd.
Talking about the producer that we have sucks.
Super producer Kevin Rice came through in the clutch with Ken Boyd and
Jimmy.
And we had Chris Wiles, but there was a mix up in the time. So
days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Days. So that's all right. Maybe we'll get him again. We'll see. Either way, it was a fun-ass time. Thank you, guys, everybody.
Thank y'all.
I had fun. I hope y'all had fun. I'm sure y'all had fun because after the podcast was over,
we had fun crazy. After that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Grace.
All right. That's it, babes.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Peace out, Cub Scouts. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
Later.